You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is proudly sponsored by Old Mutual, headline sponsor for the 2024 Singularity U Summit.
The world is constantly changing, and with that constant change comes the need to change how we think about things and how we approach problems, especially when we realize that the problems are ever evolving, and so the solutions need to keep up with that evolution as well. I'm joined on the line by the Director for Strategy, Sustainability, People and Public Affairs at Old Mutual, Xeliwe Ross, to take a look at the idea of thinking about things differently and the power of exponential thinking. Good evening, Xeliwe. Thanks so much for taking the time. Exponential thinking is such an interesting concept. It's not really a new concept at this point, but it is something that can be quite powerful when we look at communities and society and the economy that we live in and the day that we live in. How do we approach exponential thinking from a positive light to enhance the communities around us?
Good evening, Jimmy, and good evening to all your listeners as well. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you this evening. You're right. I mean, exponentialism is not a new thing. It's not a new concept. I don't know that many people know the legacy of Old Mutual and why exponential thinking has become so topical for us. Old Mutual is 179 years old. In 1845, our founder, John Fairbairn, started the company to protect the interests of orphans and widows at that time. But the concept of trust, the concept of protection and care have been central to who Old Mutual is. But we're also conscious that what has made us successful for 179 years isn't what's going to make us successful for the next 179 years. And that's where this exponential thinking is becoming important. But I think not just for ourselves as a company, not just for all financial services companies, many of whom were at the Singularity Summit this week, but more so for South Africa and for Africans in general. We cannot get left behind.
In not getting left behind, Xeliwe, how do we create opportunities? Because the industries that are now coming up are different to the industries that were around 179 years ago. And that obviously means we need to approach business differently as well. And we need to approach how we build companies differently as well.
I think the starting point for me, Jimmy, is the openness of individuals across all levels of organizations to realize that we need to consider this difference. Is it scary? Of course it is. Let's not pretend that AI and the implications of it are not scary potential outcomes. They are. But I think that that fear is human nature. It's been with us through the ages. When horse-drawn carriages had to convert to become cars and become mechanical, there was a challenge. When calculators were invented, there was a challenge. There's a fear around what does this mean for us as humankind? What does it mean for jobs? What does it mean for careers? What does it mean for our children and for the longevity of society? I get that. But I think the openness to consider that there could be opportunity, particularly for ourselves as Africans. I heard a fascinating statistic today that the largest per capita users of cell phones and data in cell phones are actually South Africans, which means that we are more digitally fluent than we give ourselves credit for. However, we're using those digital means at the moment to access the internet and look at videos. Look, all of us scroll mindlessly through social media at times. But how do we leverage that level of comfort and fluency for Africans to start finding solutions to our own issues and be able to leverage the opportunity to augment ourselves, augment the skills that we have, augment our ingenuity to create solutions that are going to catapult us into the future?
This all sounds very disruptive, Xeliwe, and disruption tends to create a bit of concern for some individuals, whether it's investors, whether it's communities. People don't often like change, but change is very necessary, and change is probably one of the only constant things that we can be assured of in this life that we all are journeying through. Mm-hmm. How do we embrace disruption, and how do we use disruption as a tool to change the way we think about problems?
Yeah, you know, one of the presenters at the Singularity Summit spoke about the fact that if we do not adapt to this new way, this new ways of change, we face our own extinction. And so I think it's an alternative between, well, do we decide to adopt? And in adopting, what do we then need to adapt in our way? How do we help our children, our companies, our societies, our governments? It's a multifaceted approach that has to be applied in order for this to be sustainable. I did speak about openness, Jimmy, but I think it's also about learning and an openness and a willingness to learn and be exposed to these things. And I think it's going to unlock a level of ingenuity in people, in Africans who are going to find the next set of digital solutions for us and be able to create different kinds of jobs, different kinds of careers, different kinds of products that are going to be taking us into the future. That's where we have to be open. It's not comfortable. I don't want to present it as this utopia. It does definitely wake a bit of fear in an individual in thinking about what could this mean for humanity as a whole. But I think once you start to understand areas and start to think about how do we get our organizations to be open to experimenting, to be okay with certain levels of failure. Shareholders for a listed company, we can't fail in big things, but we can start to teach our employees to learn how to experiment and run small sets of experiments that teach them things that can be rolled out throughout large companies. How do you create pockets of innovation in places where people can unlock and unleash their energy? How do we use these tools like artificial intelligence to save us time? They're not going to make us hyper-productive by any stretch of the imagination, but we can start to learn these hacks of saving time, of becoming more efficient and productive, of getting rid of the parts of our work and our lives that are mundane to a certain extent, that are repetitive, that are rote, that we can start to unlock our own problem-solving ability.
And you've been listening to MoneyWeb's Jimmy Moyaha in conversation with Celiwe Ross, that's the Director for Strategy, Sustainability, People and Public Affairs at Old Mutual, speaking on the power of exponential thinking and innovation. This interview was proudly sponsored by Old Mutual, headline sponsor for the 2024 Singularity U Summit. Ready to take control of your financial future? Moneyversity Plus is your go-to streaming financial edutainment platform for all ages, with fun, engaging content and downloads for kids ages 6 to 17, as well as practical lessons for adults of all ages. Moneyversity Plus makes learning about money easy and exciting for everyone in the family. Plus, as you learn, you can earn Old Mutual Rewards points, a win for your wallet and your future. Whether it's mastering money basics or planning your financial goals, Moneyversity has you covered. Start streaming today and join thousands of others at moneyversity.co.za, your plus one for financial wisdom.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.